I want to share one of the many poems created by Matty Stepanek, who in his short 13-year life expressed more wisdom than the many adults among us who at least believe that they have it all figured out. Now, if Matty's name sounds familiar after all these years since he passed away in 2004 from one of the rarest forms of muscular dystrophy, it's probably because you saw him in his many media appearances on Oprah, Larry King, MDA Telethon, where he served as a Goodwill ambassador, or certainly through his collection of best-selling books of his poetry. Here's what Matty wrote on September 11, 2001, when he was 11 years old. It was a dark day in America. There was no Amazing Race. Freedom did not ring. Tragedy attacked sky high. Fiery terror reigned. Structures collapsed, red with blood, white with ash, and out of the sky blue. As children trust elders, citizens find faith in leaders, but all were blinded, shocked by the blasts. Undefiable outrage, undeniable outpouring of support, even prayer, or at least moments of silence. Church and state could not be separated. A horrific blasting of events with too few happy endings. Can the children sleep safely in their beds tonight? Can the citizens ever rest assured of national security again? God, please bless America and the rest of our earthly home. Now, I want to conclude this too, because this is something Matty wrote 9 months earlier, on December 2000, he called this future reminiscing. It is good to have a past that is pleasant to reflect upon. Take care to create such a gift for your future. Matty once said, sometimes my body wakes me up and says, hey, you haven't had pain in a while. How about pain? And sometimes I can't breathe, and that's hard to live with. But I still celebrate life and don't give up. A lot of wisdom in those 13 years. I'm glad that this wisdom, like all good wisdom, is eternal. Thank you, Matty, and God bless your soul.